LK Mobile.
KO4HK.
Sure, they're fine. Oh, she's beautiful. I'm headed back home now so I can take a little nap. But yeah, she's gorgeous. Perfect little baby.
Here. She looked like a beautiful little baby.
A good picture of her. Trying to do that selfie like that. But, and then of course I forgot to send the name. I mean, that's on me. But anyway, that was funny. But yeah, Beth is in heaven. I'm in heaven. She's a beautiful girl, beautiful little girl.
Mom and Dad doing okay?
My son is really tired. You know, it's very tiring waiting on your wife to give birth. And Abby's doing really well, actually. She's about ready to go home. She said that was a lot easier than the first one. So everything went really smooth.
And I'm sure that made their Christmas holiday for sure.
Excited to see her big sister when she meets her. In fact, they were so convinced they were going to have a little boy, even though they didn't get it checked out. But they were pretty convinced he was going to be a boy, so they were actually starting to call him Theodore and talk to Winter about Theodore, and so now she's going to be surprised.
And how old is Winter?
Just over 2 by a month. She was born November 1st.
In heaven, then, she's going to think there's a new little baby doll.
Oh, and then she'll find out that life isn't all about her anymore. She's going to have to share some time.
That's for sure. And she'll be in heaven for a little while until she figures that one out. And then, but as close as they are in age, it'll be good for them as they grow up.
It will be good for her to have a little sister. Ethan showed me a side-by-side of Winter when she was first born. And then her name is Valley. Yeah, got to get used to that. Valley, Eleanor Valley. And showed me the two side-by-sides, and I thought I was looking at the same baby.
Quit smiling yet?
She's running some errands. She got off work early and met me over there, so we're in different vehicles. I'm headed back home. She's going to run to the store, run a few errands. I'm sure she's still smiling away.
Just tell her we said congratulations and just excited for the both of you.
Do that. I appreciate that. Yeah, we're excited. It'd be nice to... It's crazy how tiny she was. Goodness. And we talked about that. Beth and I have always talked about that. When Ethan was born, he was our first... And Michaela was born, he was 22 months old, or 23 months old. And when he came walking in that room after she was born, he looked like he had grown up several years. I mean, it was just crazy how much bigger he was.
Crazy how quick they grow up anyway. That first 18 years, it just seems like life flies by.
31 years old, that's really hard to believe. I don't know where my time went.
Mind holding the steering wheel.
Miles under our belt, don't we there, Patrick?
We do, and some days it's a good thing and other days it's not, but I've got a phone call coming in and I wanted to say congratulations to you again, and you be safe out there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
N4ZLK. JCA, N4ZLK.
Three JCA.
You tell Miss Sally that she reminds me of my wife when she said that question. That's exactly what my wife would do, and I did exactly what I always do. I forget to give all the details, so that was great.
Her the name real quick. She's in the other room. So what I did is I sent her the picture that you took. It was a good selfie.
Any of those. So I was struggling, trying to get all three of us in there. And I really didn't get a good shot of Eleanor there, or Valley, I guess she's going to be called. It takes a little getting used to, but we like it. And she'll make a great little sister. That's a great addition for Winter.
For sure. your grandson, correct?
Girl, we have three little granddaughters now. No grandsons yet.
That's cool. So, well, three little girls, hey, that's a blessing there. Like Ken said this morning, the best time is now that you can sit there and entertain them and play with them and enjoy their company and not have to worry about doing it all the time. And when mom and dad come home from work, you can say, here you go. That's what grandparents are for, is spoil them.
Right. Winter was over a couple weeks ago, and I was standing in front of the pantry, and I'd opened the doors, and she walked up to me, and she said, Pops, pistachios? Just like that. And boy, I would have given her anything at that moment.
Is you referring to pistachios?
N4ZLK, no, she was wanting some pistachios. She knew Beth keeps the nuts there in the pantry, and she likes to chew on them, or munch on them, snack on them, I guess.
You don't find many children that like pistachios, but that's cool. I think my favorite would be cashews first, then pistachios second.
I like them both, and the pistachios were already shelled, so that really, that makes a big difference. Because, boy, when they're in the shell, they're kind of a pain to work at them.
Yeah, because I buy them in the shell for myself, because that way I don't eat them as fast. But Sally, when they asked me if I would get her some without the shells, and I did, and I think I ate more of the bag than she did, KA3JCA.
Big long when they're already pre-shelled. You can eat more than you need to really quickly.
Take that or some pecans, and you take some shelled pecans and you put some butter on it and roast them. Okay, get them a little warm there and so forth. Then make you some homemade vanilla ice cream and then dump in either the pistachios or the butter pecans. Okay, and, oh, you talk about heaven.
Beth puts them on, especially the pistachios. She'll put them in salads. She made a dish the other night. It was broiled cabbage in the oven with sausage and onions, and then she made a little sauce to put over it with mustard, sour cream. She put pickles in it this time, and that was really good. And then some pistachios mixed in there, and then you just mix it in with the cabbage and the sausage. Boy, that's really good.
To send me that recipe, I wouldn't mind trying that, but I could tell you that I'd be the only one eating it. Sally's palate's pretty much chicken and chicken and chicken.
It tastes like chicken, she's okay with it. Is that what you're saying?
As long as it tastes like chicken and it's only chicken. Not alligator, not steak, not rattlesnake, not rabbit. I can try to convince her this chicken and she doesn't believe me.
Everybody's got their own taste buds, so. Listen, I'm going to pull in here and grab a sandwich real quick, eat it on the way home so I can go to bed. Good to talk to you, though, and I hope you guys have a good day. And Merry Christmas, N4ZLK.
Our congratulations on to Abby and the family and Beth and everybody else. You guys have a wonderful holiday, too, and enjoy your time with her and so forth like that. The family, get some sleep there, Shane, before you road. We'll probably talk to you tonight when you head out. KA3JCA.
4ZLK.